If DeFiore is ultimately chosen by Cuomo, she would be only the second woman to hold the position of chief judge of the state's highest court. The first woman to be chief judge, Judith Kaye, heads the commission that came up with the 7-person list of nominees for Governor Cuomo to consider. Kaye had to retire under New York law because she reached the age of 70. Court expert and Albany Law School professor Vince Bonventri calls the list superb compared to ones in the past.
Typically, there would be, you know, 2, maybe 3 names on the list, and you'd say, what are they doing on this list? I think that's really changed since Chief Judge Kaye became chair of the commission that produces these lists.
DeFiore, who briefly ran Cuomo's State Ethics Commission, is considered to be the favorite. Bonventri says she transformed the Westchester DA's office and would be a solid choice.
From day one, she's been very, very interested in doing what district attorneys are supposed to do, which is to make sure that, you know, really justice is done. I mean, that sounds like a cliche, but that really is the responsibility of district attorneys.
DeFiore was also instrumental in the exoneration of Jeffrey Deskovic, who was convicted in 1990 of raping and murdering a high school classmate. The Innocence Project requested a new DNA test, but the staff of the previous district attorney, Jeanine Pirro, did not take up the case.
Once Janet DeFiore became the district attorney, she allowed them to review the DNA, and voila, this poor fellow has been in jail for many, many years on rape and murder charges, found out he was totally innocent, and somebody else had committed the crime. Since that time, she's taken a leadership role in, you know, taking a look at wrongful convictions and trying to reduce them, and when they happen, trying to undo them.
Also on the list, Rowan Wilson. He's in private practice with the prestigious law firm Cravath, Swain & Moore. If chosen, he'd be the first African-American chief judge in New York. He also has experience in commercial law, a skill Bonventri says is lacking on the court. Michael Garcia, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, is also among the nominees, along with the past presidents of the New York City and New York State Bar Associations. Bonventri says all of the nominees have experience managing significant numbers of people. He says that's a key skill for the post of chief judge, who also administers the state's court system.
You want someone who looks like that person could handle being the chief executive of New York's pretty huge, mammoth judicial branch. And, you know, you have on this list people with a great deal of administrative responsibility in their background.
Cuomo must choose one nominee by December 1st, but the others on the list still have another chance. Judge Susan Reed retired early over the summer. Her replacement must be selected by December 22nd. Both Lippman and Reed's successors are also subject to a confirmation process by the state Senate. That will likely happen early next year. By then, Cuomo will have chosen 6 of the 7 judges on the court. The 7th judge, Eugene Piggott, was selected by former Governor George Pataki, but he also reaches the age of 70 in 2016 and must retire. That gives Governor Cuomo the opportunity to pick the entire court. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.